If you want help imagining the classroom of the future, look no further than Madison College. The school just wrapped up their first ever virtual reality class. It's a 12-week-long course. Students learned about how VR technology could change fields like marketing and education, along with other technology issues. For part of the course, the actual lectures were held in a virtual reality classroom. Steve Knoll is a professor of marketing at Madison College. He was the instructor of that class. Steve, welcome back.
Cool. Thanks for having me.
Where did this idea come from to have a virtual reality class?
Well, our school has always been very progressive with technology. We were one of the first colleges to ever have a social media class 10 years ago. So we've always been kind of looking at futurism and, you know, especially when you think about like jobs, like, you know, for students, where are jobs going to be? Not necessarily today, but where are they going to be in 5 years? So we started looking at VR a couple of years ago and even, you know, brought in some VR headsets into some existing classes. And students really enjoyed it and had lots of questions, and it just kind of rolled from there.
And you're trying to not just have fun with these things. Your goal here, it sounds like, is to let people understand how they can use this stuff in a practical, maybe a job setting.
Correct. Yes. When we started researching this, you know, we're looking at, like, what other schools are using this, especially for, like, distance learning, because that's always an issue, you know, is geography. And that's one of the things about social media is that it takes geography out of the equation. So we started looking around and going, well, how are schools, you know, using this for distance learning? And they really weren't. A lot of schools are using virtual reality within an existing class to do like a VR project. But what we really wanted to try out with this idea of could you recreate an in-class experience digitally? So that's what we did with this new class.
You didn't go on virtual reality on day one, it sounds like. It was a process for everybody to learn how to use this stuff, first of all. Walk us through how this progressed.
Well, the class is called Digital Innovations. It's a 12-week class, and about a third of the class is devoted to VR. But we also cover things like artificial intelligence, chatbots, cryptocurrencies, you know, things like that. But we do this, and we put the VR section kind of towards the end of the class, and we check the headsets out to the students before that, when we're actually spending a few weeks in advance talking about what is VR, what is augmented reality, what is mixed reality. And it gives the students a chance to kind of get used to the technology. And then we do an in-class dry run where everyone actually puts on the headsets. I create a virtual room. We all join. Everything works fine. And then we just cross our fingers that when we actually send the headsets home that they can, you know, get hooked up on their Wi-Fi and go from there. And it worked out well.
We'll get to that virtual full-on experience in a bit. But for people who have never done this, they've never tried on a pair of these. I think I've only done this once in my life, and it was some older technology.
Sure.
Tell us what it's like. What does it feel like? What are you physically doing?
Well, a lot of people who have experienced VR these days have been doing it using, like, taking their phone and inserting their phone into, like a almost like a headset, like the old ViewMaster type thing. And you can, like, you know, make it look like you're on a roller coaster or something. And that it's kind of fun. It's kind of cool. But you don't get the immersion where you're actually walking around and interacting with objects. And, you know, the new headsets, the ones that are out now through, we're using Oculus headsets. They, you know, they give you like hand controllers. And then the, you know, you have the headset on, you materialize basically in a room. And then depending on what the interface is, it could be a game, it could be a lecture hall, you know, it really depends. It allows people to move in a three-dimensional space. So in the class setting, I can literally say, okay, you three people go stand in that corner and talk about this topic. You three go over here and talk about this topic. And they can physically move away and, you know, their voices will trail off as if you are in real space. And then, you know, they can all talk and then we can all gather back in the middle and kind of debrief each other. This is why I think, you know, a lot of people look at things like Skype as like a distance tool. And a lot of people will use Skype for like a virtual meeting or something like that. But you don't really have that three-dimensional real space experience that VR allows you. And that was one of my big things is would the students feel like they were in our actual classroom. And that was part of the paper they had to write afterwards was compare, you know, you've been, you know, hanging out with the students for, you know, 6 weeks, 7 weeks by this point. You've gotten to know each other in class. Now that we're going to move into a virtual setting, does it feel like you're still in the same room with the same people? And they all were very pleasantly surprised that it still felt like the regular traditional classroom.
Talking to Steve Knoll from Madison College about a class he taught in the last term, teaching about, among other things, virtual reality and ultimately using virtual reality to create a virtual classroom for students by the end of the semester. Talk more about the response from students. It sounds like it felt like being in a classroom.
Yeah, it did. It did. In fact, I had to chuckle. The one negative response I got was the room that I created, you know, because it was virtually, I set it in space. So we were in like an actual, almost like a business room, but there were big windows, and outside the windows was, you know, nebulas and stars and all that. And one of the students actually had said that he kept getting distracted from my lecture.
Whoops.
Because he kept looking out the window at this beautiful nebula. And the funny thing is, if he had told me that in class, I literally could have flipped one switch and turned the nebula off. So it was a really good experience. You know, we did it once. When we do the class again this spring, we're going to expand it out, and we're going to do a couple classrooms in the VR space, because that's going to allow us to do more than just a lecture and move on to do more activities based within the VR environment.
Now, one maybe practical question here. If you, Steve, and I are in a virtual reality classroom, I look at you, what do I see? You look at me, what do you see?
Well, and this is the thing, is you have to create an avatar. So we are seeing basically, you know, video game cartoon character representations of each other. You know, and that's just a limit of the technology where we're at in 2020. You know, you look at like Hollywood movies about VR, and everything is photorealistic. Everything looks, you know, exactly like a real person. You know, the technology is just not there for a real time experience. You know, you can customize it. That's one of the things that I do in the pre-work, is students have to create their avatar. And then, you know, there's kind of some, you know, set clothing options and hair color and skin color options.
Just like making your video game character
exactly,
when you start a computer
exactly.
game.
So I do ask them to try to create an avatar that roughly approximates what they look like. And the students had fun with it. You know, they were able to represent themselves, but also show some personality. And that was one of the things they really enjoyed in the pre-work before we actually went in and did the class.
Having done this now, what do you see as some of the potential, first in educational settings, for using virtual reality?
Well, and you know, a lot of people take an online class. We teach online classes, of course. And, you know, one of the only negatives of that is that lack of real-time, real interaction. And certainly you can use other things like Skype or Zoom meetings or something like that, but it's still more of a flat two-dimensional view. VR kind of combines it. It gives you the distance learning capability. Literally, I could be teaching somebody in Idaho and somebody in Florida and someone in Wisconsin. When I did the VR class, I was actually at my house. So I was using my own VR headset. You know, I have my own system at home that's plugged right into the internet, good, strong connection. And the students were all scattered. Some were at their apartment. One of them was in our library, had checked out a private room in the library of the school. So it really takes geography out of it, but it still creates this real-time, real-life scenario where we can have live question and answering. And it's a lot more human to have spatial interactions. You know, that's the thing that a lot of the students, you know, that was a word that they used a lot in their papers, was they found the experience to be a lot more human than they were expecting.
Interesting.
You know, even though we're cartoon characters, basically, it still felt like a real life in-person interaction. And I think there's just something about the human experience that relates to that, you know, in-person connection, even though we technically were not in person. But it mimicked it really well.
Were the wheels starting to spin amongst your students thinking about, okay, this is in a classroom, what could we do with this elsewhere?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. They, you know, right away, you know, I proposed the idea, well, what about taking an entire semester long class where we're meeting every week in virtual reality? And they all said yes, they would absolutely. Mm-hmm. And several of them had big doubts, you know, going into this, you know, experiment, that it would be very fake feeling. But they liked it. I know several of the students talked about the idea. One of them, his family lives on the coast, on the East Coast, and the idea of having family dinner, you know, that would be a way to kind of have this family connection, that they could all have their headsets on, they could all be eating, and, you know, they'd be in their own separate places, but they'd have this family connection that didn't exist. And I have to admit, I was really touched by that. I didn't think about something as simple as a family dinner could be recreated across, literally across the world, and have this, you know, in-person experience for a few minutes each day. And I didn't even think about the value to something like that. So obviously the business world looks at this, the whole idea of virtual meetings, you know, these are things that we need to explore more.
And as we've learned with, everything, internet, social media, mm-hmm. computers, the ways people will end up using them is going to surprise us from our vantage point now.
Absolutely. And that's, you know, when we do this class again in the spring, you know, we're going to take this and push it even further and see what other and a lot of it is driven by the students. You know, the students are coming up with ideas of saying, hey, can we try this in a VR setting? So I really want to work with this next group of students and see how we can kind of take it from, you know, me doing a traditional classroom lecture to a much more interactive experience that really takes advantage of this, you know, three-dimensional interaction.
Steve, thanks a lot for joining us.
Great. Thank you.
That's Steve Knoll, professor of marketing at Madison College. He was with us today to talk about a virtual reality course he taught that just wrapped up its first semester at Madison College. You can share your thoughts and maybe experiences if you've used some of these virtual reality equipment things, maybe for fun, maybe in your workplace, maybe in an educational setting. Do you see some value in it? Is there something you'd like to give a try? Tweet us at Central Time WPR or email ideas@WPR.org. Watch us on Central Time on VR. Now you can't.